I'm your host, Carrie Arata, Akashic Records reader, psychic sleuth, and spiritual guide. And this is The Infinite Dance, the Akashic Podcast. Hello, all you dancers out there. Big love to you today. I'm recording this episode on Valentine's Day. And let me tell you, every single place I went today was just so full of such love surrounding me. And I spent most of the day at work. So coming off right there, I was at work at 8:30 this morning. I was at the spa and I had back-to-back clients. So five clients back-to-back, and four of those five were couples massages. So, you know, I was kind of in this small room for most of the day. But before I went in, I thought, I am going to bring some tarot cards and some oracle cards to read, do little love readings for my coworkers. And I brought in my Mystical Fairy tarot deck and the Whispers of Love oracle deck. And I thought, oh, this will just be fun. Just a real sweet. The fairies are so sweet. The whispers of love are so sweet. Let's just bring some sweetness to the day. You know, we had a big day ahead of us. And I get there and the gal that works the front desk had vegan donuts from the grocery store across from our office. And they are just to die for. They're so good. And then my other coworker comes and she had carnations and Hershey Kisses. And I was like, oh, this is just so sweet. So here we had, you know, food, you know, sweets, and I did the readings. And one girl actually got dumped. A third coworker got dumped the day before Valentine's Day. So here she comes in to this space, and we get to kind of all give her our extra support and love during a really crappy time. You know, when somebody does that, that's right before Valentine's Day. No, thank you. So how sweet was that though, to have all this love around? And so I was at work all day and I had a couple errands on the way home. And as I was starting to drive home, I drive about 25 minutes between where the town I work in and the town I live in. And it's through a mountain corridor and the sky was just fantastic. If you're hearing wind, I do apologize. The gale force winds, I think, are bringing in these beautiful sunsets. The moon was high in the sky. It was about 5 o'clock, 5:15. So the California sunsets, the Northern California, very pastel-y. And then as I got closer to the town I live in, I saw people, because I get off the road, and I saw people stopped and looking in the opposite direction with their cameras, their phones up, you know, taking a picture. And I looked behind me and it was even more fantastic behind me. Because I work west, and so I was driving east. So of course sunsets in the west. It was just so good. I will post. I did stop and take some pictures. And I did stop at a gas station I usually don't stop at to get gas. And the pump I stopped at had five long-stemmed roses, red roses, just sitting there. And so I looked around and I was like, oh my goodness, I think somebody left these. I mean, I got the energy that, you know, like take a rose. So I took a little red, long-stemmed red rose. So how sweet is that? Just so much love around today. And I think it's really fitting that I'm recording this on Valentine's Day. And there's all this love around and I'm feeling love bombed by the universe. Thank you, universe. I'll take your love bombs any day. And this episode is a chat I had with somebody who I think has one of the biggest hearts I've ever come around. And I've been so inspired by her. In Akashic work, I talk a lot about how we get used to telling ourselves really crap stories for like forever, you know, consciously, subconsciously telling ourselves these stories that keep us limited, stuck, not exactly where we'd like to be. And when we start to identify what's going on, start to do the clearing, and then start to do the transmutation. So we identify what's going on that isn't serving, start to transmute that old story with a new upgraded story. It's that new story that we start telling ourselves that needs to be on repeat while we heal. Because depending on how long ago you picked up this story, right? This thought form, this crap story, as I call them, it's probably taken up residence in your energetic and physical body. So that's a lot of undoing that needs to be done, but not impossible. Because when we begin to repeat the new story over and over and over again every day, we start to see the shifts that we're looking for. About a year ago, I started taking notice of these posts in the I Love Lake Tahoe page on Facebook. Every morning on this feed that would come in, I would see a different variation of Happy Monday, time to shine, or Happy Saturday, today practice kindness. And then there'd be a lot more to the story. I actually read one before I chat with today's guest. Every time I read these posts, I started to feel a sense of hope, a sense of, hey, it's really not so dark in this moment. Yeah, because we've all been in a really huge, dark place. And we've been, you know, in variations of what's happening, fear, uncertainty with this global pandemic. And as I kept taking note every morning to these posts, I kept just really going, wow, this woman, right? It's the same woman every day, is getting up in the morning, or even planning these out if she plans them out, and is saying the kindest thing she can to complete strangers. Completely heart-based. I mean, there was nothing else, but hey, let's support each other. Let's love each other. And the posts always have beautiful pictures of Lake Tahoe paired with them, because my guest today takes walks and so she'll take pictures of the lake and the surrounding areas and post those along with her, the words that she says, inspiring words that she says. You know, that helps really ease this sense of overwhelm, this fear we've all been attached to now. It's almost like there was like this instant attachment to it, right? And there's a huge sense of what's next. And I am dubbing my guest today an inspiring bright spirit goddess who reminds us every morning to have hope, to choose kindness, to choose the way we want to feel and be in a day. And besides being inspired as a person, just seeing these posts, as an Akashic practitioner, I'm like, this is Akashic work at its finest. This is our soul business at its finest. This is embracing the journey. This is saying, I've seen dark days. I continue to see dark days. But I'm choosing my reality in my space. And I want to share it with everyone I come across. I want to let this light shine bright for others too. So without further ado, please enjoy my chat with the most loveliest daily dose of inspiration, artist Jeanette Hammond. Happy Thursday. Smile, time to shine. Zephyr Point, what an absolutely gorgeous place to visit. If you want to get your spiritual side, go to a place where you can take your kids and just have an amazing time. This is the place to go. I absolutely adore the people at this place. Today, practice kindness. Go out and support a small business today. The act of kindness is taking your time to go to a small business and give them your business. That is the best type of support you can give. Zephyr Point is close to several small businesses. Be kind today. Support a small business. Be kind, be respectful, be giving, and always share the love. Prayers for small businesses and snow. We need snow. Good morning, friends. We are Tahoe Strong. That is the wonderful, inspiring artist, Jeanette Hammond, who is joining me today. Hi, Jeanette.
How are you?
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yay. So I just read a post of yours in the I Love Lake Tahoe Facebook page, and you post similar posts to that every morning, correct?
Yep. Every single morning.
How long have you been doing that?
You know, I'm not exactly sure. I've been doing it for a few years, at least 5 years. Yeah. I've been doing it for a long time.
Wow. And did you start the I Love Lake Tahoe page? Are you the admin, correct?
Oh, no. I was trying to find a page where I could spread some love and kindness. And I found the I Love Tahoe page, and I had to learn a few things, like you don't share other people's pictures. I didn't realize. I was very new on the internet at the time, but after learning all of that, I grew into doing this and supporting everybody as best I can and them supporting me.
So wonderful. I know I was telling you a little earlier when I first found your posts on that page last year, it was such a refreshing welcome in my feed to have somebody saying, just positive things. You know, it wasn't political. It wasn't about the pandemic. It was, how can we shine our light? How can we be in our strength?
Exactly.
How can we stay connected?
Yes, exactly. You know, there's so much negative, you feel buried. Well, I'm not going to be sitting here buried in negative. I want to put out as much positive energy, light, love, respect, kindness as I can. And it has grown into this amazing thing that I'm going to cry. I absolutely love. It saved my life.
And a snowball effect. You're affecting so many of us in the area in a positive
Right.
way
Right.
daily.
Thank you.
And
Go ahead.
bring the
No, please.
tears. Bring the tears. I'm such a
I'm
crier too. I'll probably cry during our talk here too.
like you know,
If
I have met the most amazing people who just were so supportive. I could barely read, I could barely paint, I could barely do anything. And I started painting on bark that was just laying down on the ground. And these people were just amazingly supportive. And as I got better and I got better, then I had small businesses start to call me and ask me to bring them my paintings to sell in their stores. It was amazing.
Now, why did you can we back up a little bit? You said you had to learn to read and learn to paint. So can you
Right.
share that story with
Yeah,
everybody?
I was in a bad accident and I've gotten brain damage really bad. And they had put me on a lot of, the doctors had put me on a lot of medications, trying to fix it, I guess. I don't know. Sorry, I'm lost my train of thought.
It's okay.
So I have brain damage and I was lost. And so I was very depressed. So they put me on a lot of medications. And I was so drugged up, they said I was just a zombie. And I came to South Lake Tahoe and I found a doctor. Her name is Allison Steinman. And it took her 3 years, but she got me off all those medications.
Wow.
That's when I started with the I Love Tahoe site at the same time.
Okay.
And basically, everybody's seen me coming off these psych meds and growing as a person, as an artist. I did it all on the I Love Tahoe site.
Oh, I just love that.
People watched me. Hundreds of people watched me these years. And it's become this amazing thing that I will cherish for the rest of my life.
Oh.
And that's why I do it, because we all have been having such a hard time. I mean,
We
just the
have.
craziness of it all. And so I decided, okay, they all gave me this love and respect and support. I'm going to give it back. And I just keep doing it. And I do it every single morning, whether I feel like doing it or not. It helps me mentally. And I feel like if I just keep pushing positive and light and love, then everybody else will start pushing it too. And it's happening.
Yeah.
It is happening.
It's
And
a
it's
domino
amazing.
effect.
And I just want it to keep going. I just want to fill everybody I can with hope and love. And just know that, you know what? We're all going through this. We're all going to make it. It's going to be okay. It's hard, but you just can't give up.
And
You know?
exactly. And as far as this podcast and being an Akashic podcast, which is our soul's business, and how we get certain stories stuck and we keep telling ourselves a crap story that's not serving any good, and
No.
how important it is to have a new story, a new
Yes.
something you're telling yourself
Yes.
every single day. It has to be on
Every day.
repeat. I mean, and you just kind of got that. Like you got that, like you woke up and you said, I'm going to do this every single day. I don't care if I'm not feeling great today.
Exactly.
I'm just going to do it.
Yeah. And I read. I can paint, I can write, I can drive, I mean, these are all things I lost. I didn't
Yeah.
have anymore. And I
How
needed
long did
all
you
of that.
not have that? How long were you not walk not?
At least around 5 or 6 years.
Wow.
And then we moved up here. And they, you know, it took a while. I don't remember the first 2 years we were up here.
Wow.
I barely remember it, but the memories I have of here now is just of finding myself, peace, realizing that, you know, you can be better and you can do better, and Just do it. And I say this all the time. Be happy just because. No other reason. Just because. You know, don't let nothing tear you down.
Because it's a choice.
And that's what I've been doing. It's a choice.
It's a choice.
It's a choice. And so every day I try to, I basically say the same thing, but I say it in different ways. And I just keep saying it. And I've had one person say, you know what, Jeanette, I hear you. And that was like an amazing thing to have someone say, hey, you know what, I hear you. And it touched them. That's just, it touched me.
Yeah. I'm sure you're touching so many of, I mean, I look at the posts and I see all the people that chime in. Good morning back. Thank you for the message.
I have met the most wonderful, sweetest people, people that I cherish. I cherish now.
Oh.
All because of Tahoe. All because I love Tahoe Light.
All because of, you know, and this is, we're going to segue a little bit, but I've always thought of like Tahoe as such a magical place. And I would tell people if you, because I lived out of state for about 15 years. And I said, if you have a chance to visit Lake Tahoe, make sure and go in the summer so you can get your, you can get in it. Even if you're just in it with your feet and your legs, there's something very healing about the waters.
I just think it,
you know, that healing energy comes across to everybody that's around it, living here and it interacting.
It is a magical place and it draws so many people here and many people won't ever leave again. And I wish I didn't have to leave again.
But it's
so much a part of me now that even though I'm moving down the hill, it'll always be with me. And I'm always going to come up here. I have too many people that I love and that I'm not ever going to give up.
Just because
I have to take a road trip, you know.
Right.
And I'm always going to be a Tahoe artist, no matter what. I'm just going to be a Nevada Tahoe artist now.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't think people realize that too. You know, we've always kind of considered, well, the airport's called Reno Tahoe Airport, you know, cause it's just such a, I mean, it's all one community,
right?
You know,
right.
And well, Tahoe.
It's just so important to get the community all together to realize that we all need each other and need to help each other to keep the community healthy and going and not lose any more small businesses.
Right.
I mean, it's just really important.
It really is important. And you said that there were certain small businesses that really helped you when you started. You're doing the I Love Lake Tahoe posts and then doing your paintings.
They were, you know, these people contacted me.
Nice.
I didn't contact them. They got a hold of me. It was just amazing. And I mean, you've got Todd from the Tahoe U Skis and Snowboard. I started doing my bears and he was like, I love your bears. And he invited me into his shop and he sold a bunch of my stuff. But what an amazing person. He didn't know who I was, you know, and he just took my stuff in. Like, it was an amazing feeling. I'm sorry. My words aren't coming out great.
It's okay. No, you're doing great.
I'm so grateful to him. Because when the pandemic hit and stuff, you know, he was closed. And so he has this little store called Beautiful Mess that moved in right next to him. And he got my stuff in that little store.
Now you're in two stores.
So, yeah. And I was just, well, it was just really awesome of him. You know, he was still looking out for me, even though he's the small business owner. Just start with love and joy for the man, to be honest with you. Yeah.
That's so wonderful.
Beautiful Mess. Her name's Jessica. She's amazing. And she, you know, did this, she come right in and it was just amazing. And then you have the glazed and infused donut shop, Marla. and Anthony, you won't find any nicer people than them. And you walk into their store and there are all these different artists, different kind of styles, different kinds of art. You know, some are clay pots, some are paintings or a guitar, just amazing. And they won't take no money from me. And wow. It irritates me. Just like talking to.
Right.
They all supported me, you know, and there's there's so many. You got the South Shore Styles. Did the same thing. They seen my art, said, we love your paintings, bring them in. And they've been selling my paintings ever since, you know? And then I have Laura, I have Steven, who are just people that live up here that supported me, you know? And it's just, you have so many.
Oh.
And then you have people like Aaron from the Zephyr Point Community Center, who seen my art and my posts, because he's one of the people that take care of the I Love Tahoe site.
Okay.
And he invited me to go see Zephyr Point Community Center.
Oh,
oh my gosh. What an honor that was. I was just blown away. I didn't know this place existed. And it is gorgeous. And it's a place where if you could take your kids and you can get to, you know, your spiritual side and just be in this wonderful place around all this beauty and all these amazing little cabins, and the people that are running it are just awesome. And they want to support their community more.
Right.
It's definitely a place that people need to look into to go
see. Awesome. Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. Zephyr Point in general is just gorgeous.
I didn't know it was.
Oh, the point?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The community center, I mean, I didn't know it was there until we were invited to come see it.
Right.
And wow.
So amazing. Jeanette, let's back up. And I need to talk. We need to talk a little bit more about your paintings, because you do these wonderful paintings of Tahoe and our wildlife, especially our beloved black bears. So, you paint on a specific, or I should say varied, kind of canvas, right? So what do you use?
I use reclaimed wood. I use bark. I like to go out to the lakes and get driftwood, and I paint scenes on them. And I gotten into doing little bears, and I call them my silly little bears because they're silly little bears. And they just have captured the hearts of many, many people. And
they really have. They're so sweet.
They're just simple little black bears having a good old time around the lake, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a piece of Tahoe that they can take home, you know? And I don't like to charge a lot, because I want everybody to be able to take a piece of Tahoe home.
Oh,
you know, I don't want my stuff to sit in some store for 50 years because it's $1,500 or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I keep my stuff as low as I can. Everybody can have a piece. It's not, for me, it's not about making a lot of money. You know, it's about sharing the love and stuff. And I like that when somebody sees my piece and they're like, oh my gosh, this is beautiful, and they're just in love with it and awe. That's better than money.
They get,
oh my gosh, I'd rather have that than the money.
Oh,
be honest, it's just a really awesome feeling.
It is. And to see somebody, you know, something that brought you joy to create and gather, because you gather the driftwood. And then you create your pieces. So there's all this joy again.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, I have a friend, her name's Beatrice, that we met at the Glazed and Confused Donut Store. I was doing a live painting, and I haven't had a lot of close friends in a long time. and I met her, and we're like this now. We're like, we're best friends, like, you know, she's just amazing. And I got to tell you this real quick. I'm sorry. I couldn't walk down my street, right? I couldn't walk down my street. I was so heavy. I had been under medication for so long. I was almost 300 pounds. I couldn't walk down my street. I'm very hurt too, but she's got me walking 3 miles.
Amazing.
She's got me walking 3 miles back in the, in Fall Leaf Lake and all these beautiful places.
Camp Richardson. I love your posts of Camp Richardson.
Never thought I was ever going to get to do that again.
Oh,
that love there, that. I'm grateful for. I'm just amazing.
And it's amazing. It is amazing. And it's so amazing too, when you are, when you've gone through a major trauma, like you have like a injury, yeah, and you know, you're told, you know, here's a way to deal with it. And you said, this is really not working. You know, like, I'm not functioning in any way, in any capacity. And then you have this area, and you have these people that said, oh no, here, we'll help you get off the meds. We'll help you start taking walks. Oh yeah.
I'm sorry. My dog needs to go out, and I'm going to just let him outside.
No, you're fine.
Sorry about
how, you know, you really, you know, going through this trauma that you went through,
yes,
with your injury and being put on medication, kind of being told, all right, here's the life that you could now have. And there was something in you that said, this right, is not for me. And you chose, even if you didn't know at the time you were choosing, but you go, you guys right, move, yeah, wonderful people to assist you in various forms.
Exactly. And you could say we had like a new beginning when we came up here. And life can be so hard and people can be so mean. And we came up here and everybody just was so much nicer and they wanted to help you, you know, and stuff. And when I came up here, I also found a new doctor, and her name is Allison Steinman. And it took her 3 years, but she got me off all these different crazy medications they had me on. I was so drugged up. I didn't know where I was. I didn't know what I was doing. My kids and my husband thought I would die soon. Wow. You know?
Yeah.
And so after, as she was taking me off the medications, is when I was starting to paint and do the I Love Tahoe site.
And then here you are today, having all these people that you bring joy to with your inspirational posts and your joy-filled paintings. And, you know, really, you know, this is how we get through hard times. Right. Yeah. This is how we as a collective get through the tough stuff. We say, hey, you're going through a crap time. Come over here. You know, I'll give you a donut, or I'll help you sell your paintings or whatever it is.
Exactly. I mean, it's, as a community, we really need to work together and support each other.
Right.
And that's kind of where I'm going with all of this now. I got so much support and love from so many who are right here in this community and all these small businesses that support me today. Still, I mean, I just want to give them everything and every bit of me of support I can to them to help them get through.
Right.
Because I wouldn't be who I am today without them.
No, no. And what a great, just like passing it on, you know, like you received this kindness and now you're one thing
I say at on every single one. I do that on purpose. Be kind, be respectful, be giving, and always share the love. If we can all try to do that as much as we can, we're going to have bad days, of course. But if we all try to do that as much as possible, imagine how much negativity we can wipe out.
Imagine. I mean, it's
getting a half an hour of my time writing down what's in my words to share to everybody, if we all just gave that little bit of time to help lift everybody up to do.
And it gives us all hope.
Exactly. And you know? And people know that they're not alone. I'm poor, but I'm one of the richest people you will ever meet.
I second that 100 times, because I was drawn to you to be on the podcast because I was so inspired. You know, I really, and I'm sure a lot of other people did, curated their Facebook page to have inspiring. I love animals, so I've got animals and art, you know, that's all I want in my feed. You know, people that are doing inspiring things or kind things, you know, be kind, be respectful. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, time to shine, you know, time to put that beautiful smile on your face and shine. You're alive. You're still here. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
For me, I'm in Tahoe. I'm in Tahoe. You know what I'm saying? I get to look out and see gorgeous views all the time. How can I not be happier and a happy person and not share that with everybody else? I just have to share it.
Well, we are all better for it. And seriously, I feel like I'm better for it. Your posts have helped me on my hard days go, wow, that's a nice sentiment. And then it's got all these pictures. And by the way, I will post with your permission, some of your pictures on my page. So just to show people, and most people have seen Tahoe, you know, but how gorgeous of a place we really do live.
Camp Richardson and Longleaf Lake.
Mm-hmm.
I spend a lot of time in those two places because they're just magical.
They really are.
They are. Zephyr Cove, magical, you know, and the fact that I'm alive today, I'm here in my head today, and I've got to do all this healing in the most beautiful place in the world around amazing people. It made me who I am.
And the fact that you sat in gratitude, you know, it just shows in everything you do that how grateful you are for all the experiences and what you've gotten out of them.
Because it's given me my life back, and it's given me back to my family. You know, we have 4 grown kids, but we have 12 grandkids.
Wow.
Yeah, we have 12 grandkids. And imagine if I didn't come up here, if I didn't get better, I'd be missing all of it. But I'm not. I'm here. I'm here. I'm so grateful.
I'm so grateful you're here. And say one more time, Jeanette, what you always add to the posts, the one certain sentences you say.
I always say, be kind, be respectful, be giving, and always share the love.
I love that. Thank you so much for being on the Infinite Dance. I will link all of the people that you mentioned and the businesses in the show notes, so people can, if they're in the area or they're coming to the area, they can go give them their love and support, which we need. Thank you.
I can't wait to meet you in person.
You too. Thanks, Jeanette.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Are you feeling inspired? I hope my chat with Jeanette was just as inspiring to you as it is for me to see her posts in my Facebook feed every single day. We are so blessed to have people like Jeanette in our community reminding us that there's hope, that there's love, that there's support. I am going to link all the different businesses she mentioned in our chat. I'm also going to link her paintings and the way to get a hold of her, which is on Facebook. So you can just go ahead and friend her if you would like to check out what she's doing, what she's up to. And I'm really excited to see where all this community support and small business support that she's really spearheading. I'm really excited to see where it's going to go and how it'll take off. You know, these are how these really cool big ideas, life-changing ideas happen. One person doing one thing over and over again to change the energy into something upgraded. If you would like a private reading, you can reach me at ancientbodyworks.co. You can also reach me on Facebook and Instagram at Ancient Bodyworks. I do have a Facebook page for this podcast called The Infinite Dance. Love to have you there. Listener support keeps this podcast going. If you would like to do that, there are links in the show notes. So wherever you're listening to this, if you're not sure where show notes are, they are right below where you would have clicked to listen. Usually says a couple of sentences and then it might say see more. That's where you're going to go to get more information. I hope you're finding inspiration in your days as you continue to peel back the layers and continue to ask yourselves and each other, may I have this dance?